Can we do one more time? We just have a few more katas. I'll try to do this as nicely as possible. So, once upon a time, the demigods were defeated by the demons. And the demigods, they had become cursed. The great sage Durvasa Muni, he once offered Indra a nice garland. And at this time, Indra was sitting on his elephant. So he took the garland and put it on the elephant. And the elephant, being a dumb elephant, took the garland and smashed it with his legs. And Durvasa Muni became very angry, because Durvasa Muni is a partial expansion of Lord Shiva. So he gets angry very quickly. So Durvasa cursed Indra and the demigods, and therefore they became weak. And because they became weak, the asuras took over the heavenly planets. So the demigods went to the shore of the ocean of milk, offered prayers to Lord Hari, and Lord Hari actually appeared. And when he appeared, he was so effulgent, it blinded the demigods. Because sometimes the Lord can exhibit an effulgence like thousands of suns. So Lord Narayan Hari, he told the demigods, now is not the time to fight the demons because you're weak. So I advise you, make a truce with the demons. And here is the master plan. The master plan is that we will churn this ocean of milk. And by churning the ocean of milk, we will get the elixir of immortality. That drug is not available these days. The elixir of immortality. That you take this at the verge of death, you get rejuvenated. And Lord Narayan told the demigods, while the churning is going on, many things are going to be produced. Don't be greedy. Don't get disturbed. Things may not go your way. Don't get disturbed. Be patient. You will eventually get the nectar. So they made a truce. And so it was selected that this great Mandara mountain would be the churning rod. And when the demigods tried to carry this Mandara mountain to the ocean of milk, it was so heavy, some of the demigods broke their arms. So Lord Vishnu came on the back of who? Garuda. And easily with one hand, Lord Narayan picked up the mountain and put it on the back of Garuda, because Garuda is all-powerful. He's also Bhagavan, meaning all-powerful. And Vishnu, Garuda, and the mountain went to the ocean of milk. But when they put the mountain in the ocean of milk, it sank to the bottom. And they have to churn this mountain. So they need a churning rope. So they use the great serpent Vasuki as the churning rope. And they need something to act as a pivot for the mountain. So Lord Krishna appears in another incarnation, Lord Kurma. Everybody say. And they put the mountain on the back of Lord Kurma, who has assumed a gigantic form. Now, the churning was going to render a service to Lord Kurma, because Lord Kurma had an itching on his back. Do you ever get that, an itching on your back? It's like, ah. So Lord Kurma had the itching. So the idea was, by rocking the mountain, right, they're going to churn. Anyone ever churned butter? Right? The rod turns, right? Back and forth. And this way, it would relieve the itching sensation of Lord Kurma. Now, Vasuki is a great serpent. And Lord Vishnu is very smart. He tells the demigods, he says, follow me. And they choose the head. And the demons, because by nature they're envious and jealous, they go, wait. We know you demigods have chosen the head. It must be more auspicious. We want the head. So Lord Vishnu says, as you like. He tricked them. So the demons took Vasuki's heads. He had several heads. And Vishnu and the demigods took the tail. What the demons didn't realize is as they're churning, Vasuki is being stretched in all directions. He's practically dying. So from his heads, fire and smoke is coming out. The demons asked for the head, so they got what they deserve. Lord Vishnu is very smart. He knew that they would be jealous and envious. So the churning is going on. And then all of a sudden, poison is being produced. And this poison is filling the universe. It's rising. So great sages and rishis, they go to Mount Kailas. And they go to Lord Shiva. And they ask him, oh Mahadev, please, we know that you can deliver the whole universe. So Shiva, first of all, takes permission from his wife Bhavani. Men, learn a lesson. Before doing anything, take permission from the wife. You've heard me say a million times, happy wife means happy life. Am I right? And I have learned this myself. And one of these days, I will do my famous kata, happy life. Happy wife means happy life. But you're not ready yet. You're not ready to hear that. You are, but you guys aren't. But next year, you're going to hear this lecture. I will find the appropriate time. So, Bhavani, she knows the position and power of her husband. She goes, oh yes, go. So Lord Shiva assumes a great form and he takes the whole ocean of poison and shrinks it into his palm. And like we take Charanamrita, he swallows the whole poison and holds it in his throat. And the poison in defiance makes a line. And therefore Lord Shiva has, what is that name? Nilakant, right? That is because he kept the poison in his throat and Lord Shiva did not die. So the universe is saved. So then other things are produced. One of the things produced was Airavata, Indra's elephant. And then there was the Kastuba money. And that was taken by who? Lord Vishnu. And, another thing. Lakshmi was produced from the churning. And when Lakshmi appeared, she was looking at the demons. She was looking at the devotees. And she was thinking, should I choose one of the demons? No. Then she looked at all the demigods. No, none of them. But then she saw Lord Vishnu. He is the proper consort. So Vishnu and Lakshmi were joined. But the demons got angry. They missed out. So then the next thing that was produced, Varuni. And who is Varuni? Goddess of drunkards. And the demons took Varuni. Therefore, if you drink alcohol, you're a demon. Because that's what demons like. Liquor, alcohol. Yes. The goddess of drunkards, Varuni. Then, other things were produced, some elephants. Apsaras were also produced, the heavenly damsels who are very beautiful. Then, all of a sudden, what came was another incarnation of Krishna, Dhanvantari. So this katha, there are many Krishnas. One Krishna is churning. There's a Krishna on top of the mountain. There's Krishna as Lord Tortoise. And now Krishna comes as Dhanvantari. And he's holding the elixir of immortality. And the demons snatch it. And the demigods go, what? Vishnu says, don't worry. I have a master plan. So when the demons get the nectar, because they're demons, they start fighting and arguing with one another. I want it first. Not you. You fool. I want it first. No. I will drink first. So they're arguing amongst themselves. Who will drink? All of a sudden, the most beautiful woman appears in front of the demons. And this woman is known as Mohini. Everybody say. Now this woman is actually Vishnu. And he has appeared in this most voluptuous, alluring, sensuous, beautiful form of a woman. And the demons, because by nature they're very lusty, immediately become enamored. Oh, wow. And their lusty desires come out. And they're fighting, so they say, would you please settle our dispute and we'll let you decide. And Mohini says, I agree, but you have to accept whatever I decide. No argument. And by this time, the demons are so enthralled with Mohini, they go, yeah, 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 whatever you say, we want you to settle the dispute. So Mohini Murti takes the nectar, and the demons line up, the demigods line up on opposite sides. And Mohini Murti says, I'm going to give you demons most of the nectar, but I just want to give a little bit to the demigods. Just a little bit. But you'll get most of the nectar. Now they had agreed to whatever Mohini Murti said. So they were bound. So Mohini Murti started to distribute the nectar to the demigods. And this was going on for some time. And the demons were, what's going on here? So then one of the demons, Rahu, he could figure it out. We're being cheated. So Rahu disguised himself to look like a demigod and sat between the sun and the moon. Now Mohini Murti, she's Vishnu. She's God. So she knows what's going on. So she wants to give a demonstration. So she starts to pour the nectar into the mouth of Rahu. And as soon as the nectar touches his lips and goes down his throat, Mohini Murti takes her Sudarshan Chakra and cuts off Rahu's head. And because the head had touched the nectar, the head stayed alive and the body died. Now, today is Thursday. Tomorrow, Rahu appears because tomorrow is a big lunar eclipse. the longest in a long, long, it's going to go for a long time. So you better chant tomorrow all day. That's what you do. Yes, but yes, thank you. And it's also Guru Purnima. So tomorrow, please chant Hare Krishna all day long to protect you from Rahu's attack. He's attacking the moon, and it's going to go for a long time. I pray that there is no cataclysms, bombing of Iran and this and that. You never know with this guy. Yes, I think he's ruled by Rahu. So, Mohini Murti, after displaying the effects of nectar, she then assumes her original form as Vishnu. And then there's a big fight right there on the beach of the shore of the ocean of milk. And the demigods and demons fight. And there's a big fight. Lord Vishnu comes. And because the demigods had gotten the elixir of immortality, they are able to defeat the demons. Then there's another incident which I'm not going to go into, but there is a pastime where Lord Shiva wants to see the Mohini Murti because he was not present when this took place. So he wanted to know, but that's another time. That's another katha for another time, next year. So because the demons were soundly defeated by the demigods, they took shelter of Shukracharya, who rejuvenated them. And the demons again recuperated. So now the demons again become powerful. And one day Indra wakes up from his capital and he sees that he's surrounded by millions of demoniac soldiers. So we have to take a short break. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.